Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, February 15th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, upon investigation, I was told when none of my edits to the Embracing Global Goals page would hold. The problem's not on our end, so it seems it must be an issue with the ISP. That would be Comcast or AT&T. And I agree. All internet censorship in its various forms can be laid at one or the other of these doors. And at the door of the global state, of course. At the door of these would-be deities, the power guys, ultimately. It was years ago, five maybe, after my friend Bob said small planes don't fly at night, that I first started paying more attention to the skies, because whenever I slept, I heard them. And then later, because I was outside more than most, fleeing the EMF fields, whatever their source, I couldn't help but notice that it could not be coincidence that wherever I'd go, they also, it seemed, followed. Many things have happened since that fell within the category of what I now call harassment. My machine, my computer, began behaving oddly. Little glitches at first, word acting strangely. Quotation marks were inverted, stubborn, spontaneous font changes, and ultimately it seemed the very operating system had experienced an upgrade. Recently, when I told the man at the used computer store that there are two separate series of loading status icons at the top of the machine when I start up, the second replacing the first, he refused to believe me. And therein lay this, and by the way, the first series I have Bluetooth and the wireless open and available. Bluetooth, it's sometimes on, sometimes off. The second series, they're off. And therein lay the success of hidden power. They operate clandestine. And the media is designed to refuse the claims of its victims of hidden power. And so power can stay hidden. Sweet, I'm sure they think. A ruse they can use ad infinitum. Except, despite the historical success of its central strategy, hiding, that is to say, and we're talking since the French Revolution. Power today is wading into uncharted waters, which means they swim scattershot. Controlling the globe is proving to be much more challenging now that we have this technology. In upcoming shows, when we reach the conclusion of anti-systemic movements, the book, not our experience of them, one of the points our good three will make is that, quote, the ability of states to control their civil societies is diminishing, unquote. Hence the danger of this moment. Because surrendering their grandiose fantasies is not in the mental makeup of global state statesmen. And their fingers never leave the triggers. And all their weapons of death that they think prove they're the best, they so long to use them. On the news, quote unquote, this week, I heard that the head of the U.S. Navy is requesting use of rail guns, if I got that name right, on their vessels, weapons that use electromagnetic force, which are to replace, they hope, traditional, heavy, and expensive weaponry. It's not difficult to see that this same family weapons that they've designed to use against us, when applied clandestine, ends our ability to dissent. Our, meaning the collective our, we, the people. Which means it's time to take that heads up from our good three and not wait until we, meaning this personal we, become a target. Imperative that we see that if we don't want to be ground down to the status of mere functionaries, read, slaves, of this minuscule few with overweening fantasies of rule, we must start meeting to plan an alternative, a global alternative. So let's apply a piece of that heads up that they gave us to this dilemma that we must base our theory and practice of building an alternative on what is historically evident, that the official actions of the state is theater, that we have no freedom of speech, no democracy, that dissent will be harassed and eliminated by clandestine means, that this hidden shadow global elite state will not demur at the prospect of killing folk, and that EMF weaponry has been, it seems likely, the key means. Given this historical reality, I'm putting this question out there because this is key to our ability to keep moving forward. Are there means of detecting and documenting the presence of such waves, EMF fields, or pulses that are designed to cause harm, to interfere with biological electrical systems? How can we get this detection means in the hands of folks being targeted? It's essentially all of us. And these are not things that we'll probably be able to buy at Best Buy or any of these other electronic supply outlets. And then, as to the way in, because we need this way in to reclaiming our thought process into a mindset for getting free of thinking and taking action globally. Consider this. The longshoremen have been our staunchest allies on the left globally over the course of recent class history. It's time to give back. Why not plan and organize and call a one-day global general strike in support of them and, of course, of ourselves as we get used to applying this technique, because that's the way to... This is the way to get free. A one-day global general strike in support of them, the longshoremen, who are striking right now all up and down the West Coast, U.S. Global action is how power breaks us. This is the point we were arriving at in anti-systemic movements, which is why I'm sure our flow got interrupted. Key tactic of power, talked about it at the beginning of waking up, called it the jog circuit. Global action is how power breaks us. Global action, therefore, is necessarily the means for our getting free. Because the alternative is the end of dissent. And that dissent, we must not allow. That dissent, that downgrade of our status, of our capacities to be human, of the chances of global humanity,